true to the spirit of Kerouac, I think, you know, I actually put all my notes in a notebook. I didn't really mess with the book itself, and of course I lost the notebook somewhere.
For Sunbolt frontman Jay Farrar and Death Cab for Cutie's Ben Gibbard, creating the soundtrack for the new documentary One Fast Move or I'm Gone, Kerouac's Big Sur, wasn't a huge leap. One of the big reasons both Jay and Ben had become musicians was because of Kerouac's writing. And for Jay, writing the songs on the soundtrack was a chance to live out his devotion to the beat pioneer, even if it meant losing all his notes. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. The new documentary, One Fast Move or I'm Gone, Kerouac's Big Sur, takes a look at a pretty dark time in Jack Kerouac's life. A time when he sought refuge from the pressures of his life as a cultural icon and a place to dry out, in a cabin in the Big Sur woods on the California coast. When producer Jim Sampras and director Kurt Warden were looking for people to work on the movie's soundtrack, they sought out people who'd been influenced by Jack Kerouac's work. And when they found Jay Farrar, they knew they didn't have to look any further. Jay took text from Kerouac's semi-autobiographical novel, Big Sur. And with the help from Ben Gibbard, he turned that text into a haunting acoustic album. Talking with Elisa Ali in FUV Studio A, Jay and Ben talked a little bit more about that process and about the appeal of Big Sur to them.
I was approached by Jim Sampas to contribute some songs, you know, working with lyrics and ideas and lines from the text of the novel Big Sur. And Ben, a little later on, got asked as well. And
You got asked to the prom as well, Ben? How did that happen?
I did. I was asked to the prom, and I think a lot of other people were asked to the prom, too, to dance with Jay, but I was the only one who showed up, I think. I was the first one to show up. I was asked to contribute vocals for what I was going to originally just be one or two songs, maybe, and the record. I don't think it was even being referred to as a record at that point, at least not to me. So Jay sent me all the demos that he had written around the prose from Big Sur and kind of talked about which songs may be appropriate. And I went down to San Francisco and recorded a couple of them, and we stayed in touch and became buddies. And just eventually the idea was that we would just kind of do the record together.
We calcimined feathers, kitchen lights on, sea engines from Russia, sea birding below. Relax out, sea froth, I'll know Hawaii, my double-legged cliff, too still to the million years.
I came across Kerouac at kind of a pivotal age. I was like 18, 19 years old. On the Road was the first book that I read, and it just spoke to me and resonated with me, and I think certainly kind of set the stage for me kind of becoming a touring musician. And kind of I read that book and I kind of knew how I wanted to live my life. But you know, I think that, you know, as you kind of read through the Kerouac catalog, you know, I think Big Sur certainly jumps out as, you know, a very, very confessional book, and almost I'd like to think of it as kind of a cautionary tale of you know, what one potential outcome is of living your life this particular way if you don't have some kind of perspective on what you're doing, where your life is heading.
There is no need to say another word. It will be cold and an eternal, just like that. Something good will come of all things, yeah. Simple cold and eternity, blessing all. These roads don't
Jay Farrar and Ben Gibbard live with These Roads Don't Move and Sea Engines. From the soundtrack for One Fast Move or I'm Gone, Kerouac's Big Sur. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.